Okay, next item on the agenda is item number 3, approval of minutes from the October 27th, 2022 meeting. I'm looking for a motion for approval of the minutes as they are presented.
Chair, I have a clarification on the, this is Sujit.
Hi, Sujit.
Good morning. On the meeting minutes, I think on one of them, on the flood alert system, it should, I thought it was for the entire region, not for those projects. Is that a clarification or, Pam, I didn't understand the word right there on one of the page.
In one moment, she's having a look.
It was on page 2, task 12.
Okay, we're having a look. Okay, what was your question again, Sujit?
See, on the flood alert system as part of the for the lower Brazos, that's what I was. I thought it was for the lower Brazos. The entire region, not basically the 4 studied entities.
Chair.
Yes.
Hey, this is Alicia. Since you weren't at the last meeting, I'll Sujit, I think that's a great question because I'm reading back through the discussion and I don't know that we were explicitly clear one way or the other. You know, I know we were clear for going to the regional projects and that you had specifically asked for some set aside for gauges. And I don't know that we ever made the connection that the gauges were just for those regional areas. So I unfortunately, maybe we weren't quite as clear when we made that amendment to the motion. I don't know that, as chairing the meeting, that unfortunately, I don't know that I could argue it either way. I know it was your amendment, Sujit. Your intent was for the whole area to be considered.
For the, you know, the flood alert, because of the public safety, because lives may be lost. If you know, the only reason is if we do this one, we can put the flood alert for the entire region. That way, you know, as a, we can get the funding and make everyone aware that, hey, this one is a key component of what we view as a public safety. You know, protecting lives is the first concern for all of us right there. And if you think that we got to do only for this four studied regions, I don't have an issue, but it would be a greater emphasis for the entire region, because if the state is going to fund, you know, its protection of lives, that's more important. I was concerned about.
Well, Pam, are you clear as to what the suggested change should be?
I think so. So I'm going to start with that very bottom part and that very far paragraph. So it talks about where we said we seconded the motion and amended the motion to include a focus on providing recommendations for flood alert systems as part of the deliverable for each study completed. And I think what you're wanting to do is update that to say if the flood alert systems were a region-wide flood alert system, not tied to each, just those specific studies. Is that correct?
That's correct, Pam. That's what my understanding or my intent was right there, unless or until anyone has any objection to that one.
Yeah, Alicia, I think the only challenge help? Would be that that's not a... I'm not sure how Sam would loop that in, because he was, you know, do we pull funding? Yeah, do you envision that as implementable, Sam, or what? I apologize, and then I'll let Brandon run his meetings. Sorry, Brandon.
No, I appreciate your help, Alicia. I wasn't here. Sorry. Go ahead.
So looking at a basin-wide recommendation. I mean, I think we could give a high level assessment as to where there is flood warning, where there would potentially be a need, and we can provide a document that addresses that as part of task 12, summarizing what the need is and where we think systems could be implemented to address that from a high level approach. We did invite the National Weather Service to come present today on the efforts in the Lower Brazos region. And so they'll be presenting later today on what they do from the major rivers and streams. So if that is the request of the group, we can certainly look at that and include that. And once again, we moved on task 12 to take the funding as far as we can. So if this is a desired region-wide recommendation on flood warning systems, we can just put that in the budget and take it as far as we can and provide a recommendation.
I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge that Anthony Beach is now with us. Okay, so where are we on the minutes at this point? So Sujith has a suggested modification.
And I think I agree with Sujith. You know, I assisted in trying to make that amendment, and I think Sujith was clear that he meant let's pull some of that task 12 money and target it at the alert system. I think the way Sam described it as this high level study to overlap need versus opportunity, that's as far as we could get at this point, but that's the way I understood it. And if nobody else objects, I'll support Sujith's correction there.
Okay, so we have from what I understand, motion by Sujith and second by Alicia to the minutes as suggested modified. Do I hear any objection to that motion? Any objection to that motion? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved.